It is hard for me to think about the day I met Andrew and Sarah, Yvette. Now I cannot decide if I should go to visit them or not.
So tell me about it, Bug. Me tell you if they sound good for you.
I do not want to talk about it with you, Yvette.
Yvette put her fists on her hips and made her big eyes at me. Well, get you, Lil Miss Africa.
I smiled. I am sure there are parts of your life you do not like to talk about, Yvette.
Only so you no get jealous, Bug. Me tell you some of de things me done in me life of ease and luxury. You be getting yourself so jealous you gonna explode. And then sorry girl over there gonna have to mop up de mess. And she looks tired enough, you ask me.
No, I am serious, Yvette. Do you talk about what happened to you to make you come to the United Kingdom?
Yvette stopped smiling. Nah, me tell people what happened to me, they ain't never gonna believe it. People think Jamaica be all sunshine and ganja and Jah Rastafari, but it ain't. You get on the wrong side of the politics, Bug, they gonna make you suffer. And they gonna make your family suffer. And me don't mean suffer like no ice cream for a week. Me mean suffer. Like you wake up in your chillin's blood and suddenly your house is very, very quiet for ever and ever. Amen.
Yvette sat completely still and she looked down at her flip-flops. I put my hand on her hand. Above our heads, the chain swung to and fro and then Yvette sighed.
But people never believed that about me country.
So what did you tell the man from the Home Office?
For me asylum interview. You wanna know what I told him?
Yes.
Yvette shrugged. I told him if he arranged to get me released from that place, he can do what he want with me.
I don't understand.
Yvette rolled her eyes. Well, thank the Lord the Home Office man was a little bit smarter than you, Bug.
You never noticed the interview rooms didn't have no windows?
Me swear to you, that man's woman must have kept her legs crossed for the last 10 year, the way he took me up on me offer. And it wasn't just on the one day, mind. It took the man 4 interviews for he was certain me papers was in order. You know what I'm saying?